there's such a huge advantage to having Andy Reid as head coach, more so than just like hearing him tell you how they, you know, drew up the play and all that sort of thing. And it's just the nonsense of him retiring was whatever. And then immediately when the Super Bowl starts, it's like Andy Reid could be getting an extension after the Super Bowl in the next couple of days. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got a well-oiled machine that's not going anywhere anytime. And you saw the difference in that, right? Like you saw the second half, Kyle Shanahan crumbled, man. And that's not me taking a shot at Kyle Shanahan. I did that on Saturday and people didn't like it. I said he looks like a guy who dresses like Rob Dyrdek.
Mm-hmm.
He's 44 years old, man. You got to get rid of the flat bill.
Right.
And then Pete Sweeney's like, you going to tell that to B-Dub? And I was like, no, probably not.
Nope.
No, probably not. You know, he's a professional, right? And he wasn't coaching professionally last night. To get the ball in overtime is a mistake. Because you don't want to give Patrick Mahomes time to see what he needs to do.
Right. Don't like
put him on the spot.
You don't want to be the one who's setting, you want to make them set the tone. And if they come out and exactly what happens the reverse way,
right,
you're in a much better spot. You've got four downs to play with. The whole overtime was mismanaged by them. And the fact that the Niners players are saying that they didn't know.
Sad.
It's inexcusable, man. I mean,
the only thing
I just saw Justin Reed talking about it, and they were saying they spent about 2 weeks on this in training camp. Mm-hmm. Like, it's basic stuff, man. Like, you make it to the playoffs. Hey, new rule change. We're going to go over it. We're going to do some strategy with it. Doesn't have to be much. You could have sent an email out to the team.
Right.
And they at least would have known.
I will say the thing that's the difference is that what you just brought up. Like Drew Tranquil said that during the Super Bowl meetings, they had like a 2-hour meeting where that was like the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, if we go to overtime, here's where we stand. If we get to this situation, here's what we do. Here's what we do from the coin toss. Here's what we do from the start. If we get the ball, if we don't get the ball, if it's indoors, outdoors, this year it was indoors, so the direction didn't really matter. The only thing that I was confused with, which I don't know why I was that when they were running the ball or running the clock down, I was screaming.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
nobody knew.
I was doing, James. I was doing, right. I was hitting the tee. They're sitting on like
two timeouts.
I was like, timeout. And then I'm thinking to myself, my buddy goes, they don't need to call a timeout. And I'm like, oh, yeah. They get a chance no matter what. Even if clock runs out, they would just restart it. And then if they didn't score or didn't get a field goal, the game would have just been over. But if they were to score, a touchdown game's over, they get a field goal, then the clock just keeps going.
Right.
Which makes me think, thank you, Buffalo. Right?
Right.
Another thing Buffalo did for the Kansas City Chiefs to win a Super Bowl.
Gave Kansas City another ring.
They gave Kansas City Patrick Mahomes in a trade-up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Chiefs lose to Brady in the playoffs, and the NFL says to get effed when they ask him about like different rules and overtime. They're like, yeah, we'll think about it. Actually, nah, you're fine. And then Kansas City beats Buffalo with 13 seconds left in regulation, and then they get the ball in overtime, score, win. Josh Allen never gets the ball, never touches it. What does Buffalo do? They go to the league, and they complain about overtime rules.
And they whine.
What does the league do? The league changed the rules. And then what happened? We got an overtime game. I think there's only been two, right? The Atlanta and New England one with Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Kyle Shanahan was in that game. He was the offensive coordinator. Scored 28 points in the first half, never scored again. And then in this game, all the players are saying exactly what Ice Spice said, that they just learned the rules because it was on the Jumbotron.
Right.
And it's like, you look at all that sort of thing and you bring all that kind of stuff up and you bring up this all of everything. And it's like, to not know that and to not have that and to know that Andy Reid was just sitting on that Tom and Jerry corndog play, knowing the exact moment for it, and then the game ends the way it does, it's just interesting.
Well, and it's just, you know, that's the difference in the preparation between a dynasty like the Chiefs and some of these other teams is like they have such high sights and goals for themselves that they know, hey, we're probably going to be playing in another Super Bowl.
Right.
This is what we have to do. We have to go over these things, and they're meticulous about it, and that's why you see them in these crunch time situations seem to make the right call when other teams make the wrong call because they're used to it. They're expecting to be there, and it's not like the Niners don't expect to be there, but like that's Andy Reid. I mean, that's what's made him one of the greatest coaches ever, and you can debate about the overtime rules and all of that. Like on the text line, they're saying, why do they even have a clock? I'm not opposed to that. Like, yeah, I think that, like, you should play to the end of the quarter, and if it's still tied, you keep playing. But that's the rules. And let's be real, too. I mean, they scored before the clock ran out anyway. It didn't go to a second overtime, right. So it doesn't matter. But, you know, it's just it's interesting to see the differences between the Chiefs and Andy Reid and how he runs everything over there versus other teams. And you look at it, and you're like, man, it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to just remember to talk about the new overtime rule with your team. But I guess everybody doesn't have as good as we do in Kansas City.
No, they don't have a head coach waking up every single morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and going to his office.
And you think that man wants to retire?
No.
Stop it.
No, yeah. Why would you?
All he does is coach football. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's going to do it forever.
You know, last segment we were talking about how great the players were, and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, and how we're just a tier above the rest, but I don't think we give enough credit to these coaches.
Right.
Because the coaches that we have, they're all qualified to be head coaches. Mm-hmm. Steve Spagnuolo, he's qualified to be
a head coach.
Matt Nagy, he just came back from the Bears. They're all qualified. So I think that's a big part of this winning culture that we have here in Kansas City. It's not just the players. It's we have an amazing coaching staff.
And I mean, like, even a guy that you didn't mention there, Dave Tope.
Yeah.
He's one of the best. He's the assistant head coach and one of the best special teams coaches in the league. He's gotten interviews before, you know, like, you've got, it's a really good point, James. Like, you've got not only, like, the best quarterback, the best tight end, you've got the best head coach, you've got one of the best defensive coordinators, if not the best defensive coordinator. Like, you've got so many people that are at the top of their profession all in the same place at the same time, and that's when...
And it's not just this year. I mean, don't forget that Eric Bieniemy was
and he's
a
coming
head coaching candidate for years.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just keep on stacking up that talent when it comes to coaches and players, and that's how you make a dynasty.
Yeah, text line says Dave Merritt, Dave Tobe, Joe Cullen, all those guys.
Right.
This goes on, no doubt. And it all starts with the guy at the top.
Big Red.
Andy Reid. And you know what goes after that? Brett Veach. Let's have a little Veach ceremony on the other side of the break. That's James, Nick. I'm Dusty. This is After Hours, 610 Sports Radio.